beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
But is it really?
I've got a problem.
Yeah, I got a problem with a toilet.
We have a big problem.
We have come up with grubs, and nothing seems to be helping.
I have a toilet that when I flush it and the water comes back up, it whistles.
Got a problem? Have a question? You're not the only one.
Is there anything you can do to help me?
There sure is. Call Lou Manfredini here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
...7:09 in the morning. Good morning, Lou Manfredini here with you on the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about fancy pans today. And we're going to talk to Jane Monzuris, who I just saw in her talking points. She says she's the Lou Manfredini of home economics. She's a lot cuter than me. So Jane's going to join us at 8:35 this morning to talk about how-tos in prepping for hosting the big upcoming sports events. I'm looking forward to talking to Jane. Morning to Doma T. Good morning to Sam.
Morning.
Morning to you.
I got a little news about Sam in the reports there that you are heading out to...
Happy trails.
Oh, man.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Not just for a visit.
Confirmed.
Tell us what you're doing.
I accepted a job with VSIN, which is the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
I love that on top of some crackers. I think it's delicious.
Yeah. It goes well with caviar.
Yeah, it's delicious.
A little and I jelly, have a little mayonnaise.
Draft beer. It's really good. Mm. VSIN, tell people what that is.
So,
First of all, congratulations. I'm super happy for you.
Thank you.
And I've obviously had a little bit of inside knowledge that you were going after this, and so... I'm ridiculously happy for you.
Thank you.
Tell the audience what it is they do.
It's an XM radio station. They have their own station, XM 204. They also have plans to do a lot of video and television. A guy you know pretty well, Bill 80, who used to work here.
Bill 80, yeah.
He's behind the scenes, a really sharp guy. So I'm going to be a host for VSiN, which essentially is sports radio for Vegas. We talk numbers and spreads and odds and prop bets. And
it's like it was made for you.
Pretty much. Chicken dinner is going to Vegas, essentially.
And so chicken dinner will exist concurrently or with it? Yeah.
Yes, it'll be a part of their podcast network. We'll be able to still do that. But this is a chance to do national radio, television exposure, and it's a chance to have my own show. Like,
wow.
I get to be the Mr. Fix-It of Vegas now.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. And what
so
is
going to be fixing bets? Is that what you're saying?
Not yet. Not until I get situated.
Right, right. Then he'll go to prison.
Yes.
No, we don't want that. So wait, when does all this occur? When is your last show with us?
Next Saturday.
Oh.
Super Bowl Saturday.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not accepting it. Fake news.
I'm really sad. We're taking bets on if I'm going to cry or not.
Oh, I bet you'll cry.
I will.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for you. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Exciting.
That's so good.
And so well deserved.
Yeah, you're a talented young man, and I know you're going to do great out there. And where do they have their studios? Are they like in the heart of the strip, or where do they have the studios out there?
Studios are in the South Point Hotel, which is about 10 minutes south of Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
It's $1 million glass studio box.
Wow.
In the middle of their sports book.
Really?
So you can walk up and wave. You can't break through the glass, but...
Hopefully. Oh, so it's a really fun environment as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
And it's right outside the sports book, so you can walk down and watch the games. You can also walk in, say hi to us. And I saw Brent yesterday. I knew it was something when Brent walked up to me and said, "You're Sam, right?" I'm like, oh my God, that's Brent Musburger. How does he know who I am?
That's awesome. That's great.
I'm going to miss you guys, though. I promise.
We're going to miss you, too.
We're going to miss you.
Congratulations. That's really good news for you, so very happy for
you. But guess what? Now you've got a guy out there.
I got a guy. I got a guy in Vegas.
You've got a guy
out
there.
How about a remote?
Hey, you can stay with me.
Sure.
Live from Las Vegas.
We could go out there. Well, aren't they going out? They're going out to Cochran's going out for the there's a Hawks Golden Knights show.
CES or the whatever. What are all those shows that are out
Everything's
there?
In Las Vegas. Right, exactly. Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lou.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Bob, who's in Wakanda. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
How we doing, Lou?
I'm great. What can I help you with?
Going to miss the voice of Sammy for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm kind of scratching my head here. Got the gist of things, so let me hit you with it. I got in my attic, it's a townhome. I have trusses 2 foot on center, 7/16 OSB board. I got styrofoam chutes by the soffit fence, about R30 bat insulation up there. Got a little stain in the room, so I went up there finally and investigated it. The bat's dry. Everything's good. I got down as low as I can get, down towards the fascia board. They're inside the attic. And from about the fascia up 18 inches, it's a solid damp. I'm not going to say wet, but it's a solid damp. And I checked the three bays, which is about 6 feet. And I'm scratching my head. Outside, when I had my roof redone quite a while ago, I've got a little flashing between the roof board and the fascia. I've got ice shield up there, and I got the tar paper and 30-year Elks. And I got the little bit of the, what do you call it, gutter guard in there, which is the aluminum with the little fine hole stamped in it. That's it. I'm confused.
Okay, and the insulation that you're talking about is up in the rafter space between the rafters on the backside of the sheathing?
Yep. Absolutely not. That's a no.
It's on the attic side.
Correct.
So the rafter space is completely open.
Absolutely. And I got Cobra ridge vent.
And what about a soffit vents?
Yes.
They're all open.
I'm going to assume so. I had aluminum siding put on many years ago, and it's got the stamped holes that go by the soffits. And by every soffit inside the attic, I have the styrofoam chutes.
Yeah.
You know, for the airflow.
Right.
So you're not putting your insulation.
But what you don't know is where those perforated soffit panels are, if there's wood underneath there, if in fact they're open.
Well, when the house was built, it was your standard plywood cut with the grates there.
Right.
So it looks like he did put the perforated holes over where the soffit vents are at.
Two-story house?
Yes. Yes. Now, the reason I went up there, I checked my fan in my bathroom to make sure as far as I could reach, man, it's getting down low and hope you don't get a nail in the head, okay?
Right.
Looks like that vent went all the way as far as I can reach, so it looks like it may be going in the soffit area. I'm not sure. It's not through the roof.
And so where that vent is that's in a relationship to this area where the damp is?
It's the middle of the three. So I got a left side, then I got the middle where the vent's at, and then the right side is kind of dampy also.
Yeah. All right. So what that tells me is it's just whoever ran that pipe.
The builder.
Mm-hmm. The builder put that there, and it's just sitting there by a vent, and it's not vented outside. So when you go outside and look on the soffit, you don't see a little cap or anything from
I know for a fact there's no cap there, and it's hard to tell when it's 50 degrees out.
Sure.
From the bathroom.
Right. All right. Well, my guess is that two things I would do. If you can, either you or have someone, I want you to take a really bright flashlight and wear those perforated where the perforated soffits are off of a ladder, and someone in the attic, I want you to shine that light up there and see if anybody can see any light to make sure that those are vented. That's number one. Number two is, I bet that exhaust fan,
I'm with you on that one,
needs to be vented all the way out. Now, probably the simplest thing to do is to have someone cut in a little roof vent right at the lower level there, and then pipe it directly to that.
You're talking through the roof?
The roof.
Okay.
And that, because then what's nice about that is it sounds like you're a handy enough guy to... Then you just call a roofing contractor, and right now, because it's so mild, you can probably get someone to come out there, cut it in, flash it, you're done. Then you can go connect that pipe to that roof vent sticking out of there. And now we know when you're running that fan,
it's pumping it all the way out and not into that attic space, which is probably just hitting the back of that soffit. There could be some mildew over there that you need to spray with something like a fog you mold, and then vent it outside, and I bet you'll solve the problem. Appreciate the phone call. 7:18 in the morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. My name is Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, answering your questions since 1995 on 720 WGN.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed
welcome back, Lou Manfredini. Just yelling at John Williams who walked in. 7:22 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Leo's in Naperville. Hi, Leo.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
Lou, I just moved into a home, and the previous owners had a bath mat, I'm sorry, a tub mat inside the porcelain tub. The mat is not there anymore, but Lou, there's like 200 quarter-sized little dots in the porcelain where the mat, I guess, used to be, and they're not sticky, and they don't have any rough surface or texture to them.
They're just discolored.
Yeah, it's like a ghost. The porcelain is white, and there's just a faint ghost of where the little suction cups used to be. But there's about 200 of them, about quarter-size.
And it's white.
It's white, yes, and the dots are like discolored, gray colored.
Right.
I don't want to sand the porcelain. Someone told me to take maybe a pumice stone to it.
No. Let's do this. Try. All right, there is a cleaner. You're gonna where are you? Naperville. There's a cleaner. Go to your Ace in Naperville and buy a bottle of Challenger. Okay. It's this awesome cleaner. That it's a concentrate. I'm just trying to think of how I want you to do this. Probably you're going to use this full strength. You're going to wear some gloves, and you're going to get a white, at the hardware store, a white Scotch-Brite pad. Okay? And I want you, they make it in a spray bottle, but it's a concentrate. So first you're going to try it full strength and give it a little squirt in one little section. Let it sit there for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Then use a little small circular motion with the white Scotch-Brite pad and see if it comes out. And if it does, then rinse it and repeat and do the whole thing. If that doesn't come out, it has permanently stained the porcelain and you won't get it out.
Okay, can I find that by the other cleaning products?
Yeah, like it should be with the, it should be with all that. It's a liquid, yes.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Luke.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is Josie in Lockport. Hi, Josie. You're on WGN.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
What's going on?
I have a two-part question regarding my high-efficiency front-load washer.
Part one.
Part one is... and I think I know the answer. I guess I just need confirmation. It is in the basement, and unlike our home in when we lived in the city, it would drain into a sink. There's not a sink there, so it goes straight into the PVC pipe. There's a hose that goes from the washing machine to the PVC. Every now and then, and I don't know if it's people are using too much detergent, it will back up and overflow bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Does that need to be rotted out?
It probably has some lint or buildup inside there. And the thing with those high-efficiency front-load washers is that you really have to use far less. Do you use a liquid?
I use a liquid, and the rule I tell my people is...
My people.
it's high-efficiency... And it's a high-efficiency washer. It's high-efficiency liquid, so use it sparingly. Pour what you think you need in the cup, and then only use half of that.
Yeah, right. So it really is. So you're using the HE stuff, right?
I am.
Yeah, which I actually think is just marketing. I think it's the same stuff with the label.
I think you're right, because it's just as thick.
We're a Tide family, and so we have a high-efficiency one, and I use a quarter of the cap with a full load. And let me tell you, my wife could be a tester for washing machines, because the loads that we do are so giant that if a washing machine can make it through our household, which they have, that's the washing machine that everybody should buy, because it's incredible how much we put in the washing machine. But so anyway, the key is you got to use less of the soap. As far as that pipe, do you see the pipe? Do you see the trap, or is it in the wall?
We see it.
You see it all. So yeah. Then it goes, mm-hmm. And then it goes into the drain. So you can do one of two things. You can rot it out. You can use a little snake to try and rot it out, or you can try eating away some of that gunk with my most favorite drain opener that could work really well. You just need to be able to get water into the hose. So here's what I would do. Take the hose out of the pipe. Buy a container of InstaFlow.
Okay, I already have that.
Okay, so take those crystals right now and pour like a cup into that pipe. But then I want you to take a pot of hot water, have a pot of hot water ready, pour it in there, count to 30, and then pour hot water, like a nice pot of hot water, in there to flush it all out.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
What about part two?
Part two is in that bladder. I do the cleaner every month, the Afresh. However, between pet care, I'm sorry?
It still stinks.
No, actually, it's doing okay.
Oh.
My previous washer was horrible.
Yeah.
But in the bladder, there's the little, like, drain holes.
Yep.
And between girl's hair and pet hair, I am sticking my fingernail in there trying to remove. I'm worried that that's going to get all blocked up.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of a little brush or some? I'm afraid of piercing the bladder because I
The bladder is pretty heavy duty. What I do, we have a similar situation, and you know, I'll go in there probably once every couple months or so and just kind of fold it back and clean it out. But you can easily just use. You know, like the nylon brushes you would use to clean dishes, the small little sink brushes you would use?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Get one and leave it down in the laundry room and use that to kind of clean it out. And then just rinse that in the sink when you're done. But that will do a pretty good job. And then, you know, to sort of control the mildew and mold at some kind, sometimes you can get a little buildup there as well. I keep a little bottle of Concrobium cleaner down there, and I give it a little shot every now and then after the laundry's done, because we leave the door open and let it just stay open when we're not using it, and then that seems to have solved all the problems with this odor and smell. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:30 in the morning, quick break, and then we'll get the news. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I'm a part-time bartender, and we have a problem with fruit flies. I pour a drink, and all of a sudden there's a fruit fly in his drink. He won't drink it. So I said, well, they're not that bad, so if I like to drink, I'll drink it myself, but I can only drink.
Hey, look, mister, we save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 7:39 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Louise is in Park Ridge. Hi, Louise. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I have a problem. I bought a very expensive sofa bed. After much research and talking to a friend of mine who sells furniture, they suggested this wonderful sofa bed that has a spring and then an air mattress type of thing on top of it.
Okay.
It is It was truly wonderful and comfortable. Used very little, though, but after 2 years, just like a week under the warranty or over the warranty, it leaked. It didn't hold air anymore. So I bought a new one.
Wait, you bought a new, like a new mattress?
A new bladder for
that. Got
it. For the...
Okay, so wait. So it's a sofa bed, and you pull it out, and then what do? You inflate the mattress?
Yes, the mattress inflates on top of a spring that's underneath the air mattress.
Got it, okay.
And I bought a new one. It lasted about almost exactly the same amount of time, and also must have sprung a leak because it doesn't hold air anymore. So I called back again, and of course now nobody knows. You can't get them anymore. They don't. Nobody has them, and now I'm in a pickle. I don't know how to find the leak. I have two of them, and both of them have leaks. So I was hoping maybe you could give me a clue.
Okay. So is this Louise a? In other words, you can pull this mattress part off of the top of it, right? If I wanted to, I could put it on the floor and I could lie in it on the floor.
Exactly.
And it has a built-in
pump
in it. And so you plug that in, you fill it up, and then you deflate it and you...
Exactly. And then you can put it, put the...
And then you use the couch, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so my guess is the reason why this thing keeps breaking is where the pump is that's built into the bladder of the mattress.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of a rectangular thing, right? Probably with a switch or something. And when that's closed up and it's all folded up, you're getting some wear right at that point. So here's how you find the leak. Fill the thing up, okay?
Yes.
And then I want you to get a little spray bottle with some water and just a teeny tiny bit of dish soap.
Okay.
And you're going to, and you know, you may want to put some towels down, and you're going to spray around all the seams. And the little bit of dish soap that's in the spray bottle is going to find the leak, and it's going to start to bubble.
Okay.
And my guess is you're going to find that leak around where that pump is. And let me ask you this. The sofa bed, is it a full size, a queen size? How big is it?
It's a queen size.
Yeah.
And I've gone online to see if I can buy an air mattress and put it in there. But it is only 4 inches high, mine is, when it's inflated. And it fits in a quilted, bag, you know?
Yeah, right.
And zipped
and
up.
When you get into the queen size, they're double height, right?
Well, it's the lowest one is 8 inches. So, and the other problem is, according to online, you can't return them once you've opened them. So if it doesn't work, I'm stuck with it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm just trying to think from a size perspective, because I do know that Aerobed, which is kind of the inventor of all this, they make a 4-inch twin.
Yeah, I saw that online.
And you could double up. I think you can probably double the twin and get to a queen.
Okay, well, I could try that.
That's just one idea. So fill it up, spray bottle, little bit of dish soap, squirt, 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 and then you'll find the leak.
Okay.
Now, if you find the leak, they do make patches. The problem is if it's on a seam... Let's see, if it's on a seam, what are we going to do? So if it's around the seam, if it's around the body of the pump, like I suspect it's going to be, then you want to clean that all up and rinse it and get it nice and dry. Then try using something like 100% silicone around the pump frame. And then squirt it in there and then use your finger to kind of really force it in there. Let that dry for probably 48 hours and then pump it up and see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it a try. I hope it works because I've got two of these expensive bladders.
Exactly. So hopefully you'll fix them both. And then what we'll do is we'll get you a little side business and you can fix everybody else's.
That's right. Well, I would venture to say they don't sell these things anymore.
I know. That's why there's such a market for you to make some money on the side fixing them all. You're welcome, Louise.
I will do that.
Right, I'll talk to you later. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's our new to Lou 2.
Back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh my. That's me. Listen how fun this is. I used to think that I wanted to come back as my dogs, one of my dogs, which, by the way, Flo made her television debut on the WGN Morning News on Friday. She was the hit. She was the belle of the ball. I'm telling you, if I was a single man, I would have totally done the dog thing. You know, you hear that story where guys with puppies and you meet all these women. I'm walking through the newsroom with the dog, and they're, oh my gosh, your dog is so cute. She was a trooper up on stage, hogging the camera.
Hogging the camera.
Yeah, we talked about Musher's Secret, which is really good, and she did a nice job. But Mallory, our daughter Mallory, who goes to the University of Denver, she today is going up into the mountains on some field trip with her. She goes to the University of Denver. Dog sledding and snowmobiling.
Fun!
Yeah. Come back as one of my kids.
I bet those dogs have Musher's Secret on.
I bet they do. She can't wait to do the dog sledding. She's like, I don't want them to hurt the dogs. I go, I'm sure the dogs just love doing it, so don't worry about it. All right, it's time for our Noodaloo 2. Are you going to a party? Are you going to bring the, what would you bring for, what would you bring, what would you make for a Super Bowl party?
Well, I say it in the thing.
Oh, well, then take a listen to this fancy little item that you can use. I'm so fancy.
You all right, picture this. You've baked a giant loaded potato and buffalo chicken casserole in a disposable aluminum pan. You're in the car on the way to a friend's house who's hosting the big game. The pan is bending and flopping all over the place, making the ride a very anxious one.
Uh-oh.
Then you arrive and your delicious casserole looks like a pile of twisted aluminum with some chunky orange creamy stuff in it. Hashtag unimpressive. Now picture this. Fancy pans. Our Noodaloo 2 this week, which was created by two moms in Southern California, is an ingenious casserole carrier that is the perfect size to pop in a standard half pan, ensuring spill-free transportation and much better presentation. You can keep an eye on the inside with the helpful windowed lid, and the best part, the window pops out and fits under the pan so you can serve right out of the carrier.
In my car?
Fancy, huh? Leaving the party early? No problem. Just leave the disposable pan with the remaining food at the event for the guests to enjoy, or throw away the empty pan. Either way, you bring home your fancy pans and don't have to worry about more lost serving ware. Fancy Pans comes in red, white, or charcoal gray and goes for $19.99 each. Find out more at fancypanswithaz.com. That's this week's New to Lose.
Send our intern down to the car so we can bring up the fancy pans, because aren't we getting some food later? We could do a...
Yes.
Right, we could do a... Mm-hmm. Actually, Jake Melnix is stopping by with some...
wings!
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm. Look at you, excited about wings. Are they veggie wings?
They are bringing out
Are they made with jicama? Jicama. That would actually be good. Yeah. Jicama barbecued jicama.
Jicama. I love the word jicama.
I like it, too. Anyway, they're coming by. Jake Melnix, Corner Tap, your favorite neighborhood bar in River North. What can you do catering with them?
You sure can.
Yeah, all right. So they're going to come in and we're going to talk a little bit about their food that they're bringing in, which is very nice. But anyway, these fancy pans, I met these ladies in New York at a media event, and I thought it was one of those things. They host this in New York City. They do this media event, which I have participated with my friends at Ace. Essentially what it is they rent out a small conference room. And all these different vendors or retailers set up, and media people come in, and producers from television shows, people from The Ellen Show or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or CBS This Morning, The New York Times, or they all come that they're looking for stuff, and it's all based around this particular one is around home and fashion. And so there's like people like, what's the Tommy Bahama sunglasses? Yeah. Is that right? Is that
sure.
A, yeah. I mean, they have a booth. And
it's a whole line, not just sunglasses.
Right, but the particular booth was sunglasses.
Okay.
There were these guys that made, remember the guys that made the fire starter with the
Adirondack?
Clay,
yeah.
Right, the clay pot. They were next to us, cool. And Ace had a setup. Right when I walk in, there's the Fancy Pans ladies. And they literally are these two women who came up with this great idea. You've got that aluminum pan that you're going to make whatever, and you're going to serve it. It looks terrible, like Lindsay said. It's essentially a liner, right? It's like putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Yes.
I mean, you got the food and the slop, whatever you're making, and this, it fits inside.
Right.
So now the pan isn't, it's more sturdy. You can cover it all up. You can transport it. And then when you bring it to wherever, you can serve it. It's great. I mean, it's the greatest thing. And I love that these two ladies invented it, and they are living the dream, and they're out there with this consumer product. And is it pretty readily available, Lindsay?
It is. I believe they're in.
Like, is it a Bed Bath and Beyond product?
It
should be all over Bed Bath and Beyond.
I believe so, but that's definitely on Fancy Pans with a Z.
Yeah.
Don't you have your piggy? I was going to play your piggy sound effect.
Fancy Pans.
A lipstick on a pig. Whee!
Piggy wee? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I thought you did.
Somewhere in there, but
that would have been. It's a little late now.
Yeah, it's a little late. Timing is everything. I need a producer, not a producer. I need a the intern. Send the intern down.
Well, she's getting the Fancy Pans out of the car right now.
Is she?
Okay, she'll be right back.
That's funny.
She only has two hands.
Funny. I think that intern sounds a lot like you. Anyway, what's the website?
Fancy Pans, PANZ.
Yeah.
.com.
Very cool. $20. Check it out for if you're doing anything for the Super Bowl. You want to definitely dress this up and it'll look really nice. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Marcella in, where are you, Marcella? In St. John?
St. John, Indiana.
Oh, beautiful. How can I help you?
Okay, we had our townhome built in 2010, and the deck on the back was stained when they put this deck up. Now, then somebody came along and suggested when we, you know, the stain, I don't know, needed to be refreshed, that they paint it, and they painted those surfaces, and it was a repaint. It was painted like that in 2014, and then repainted in 2016 when I had them come and steam clean the whole thing, and they painted it all, and now it's peeling again. So I'm calling you to find out, where do I go? Do I need to have the whole deck knocked down and start all over again?
Oh, gosh.
What do you do? Because I got a feeling that paint doesn't go over a stain.
Okay, so you have no idea what kind of paint they used, right?
Yeah, it was. Now, you know, I should have, before I got on the air, I should have gone down and looked at those paint cans because it was supposed to be one of those paints that, remember, they had the commercial
where
you could go dancing on your deck. And not
we can. We'll send John Williams over there. He's doing Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities. He could come and rehearse over there. Yeah.
Well, on this deck.
He's very light. He's very light on his feet.
Anyway.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second, Marcella. How big is this deck?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 10 by 15 or something.
Okay. And how old is the overall structure?
And it was built in 2010.
Oh, so it's pretty new. We're not tearing down the whole deck. Okay. Here's the thing with these paints. They're not a forever coating. Because of the wear and the tear and the sun and the wind and all that kind of stuff. So I don't necessarily think that the problem is going back to stain means you got to remove all the paint, which would be very difficult to do.
Right.
Rust-Oleum makes, if it was the Rust-Oleum Restore product, which is a good product when it's installed properly, but they have come out with a new product. Is it called Rock Solid, Lindsay? Rock Solid is their new version of this deck stain. And what they have done, and I'm not going to take any credit for it, but I told them when they were having problems with application because people weren't paying attention, I said, you need to come up with a product with a primer because that's what's the issue here is that people aren't priming it and it's not sticking. Oh, no, right. Everybody wants just one coat. I go, I get it, but if they're going to do one coat, they want it to last, so you need to come out with a primer. What did they come out with? A product with a primer. So,
So
you're going to have someone come. Yeah, you're going to come have someone not steam clean, but pressure wash the yeah, they're going to pressure wash the whole thing. And then and then when it dries, and it could still be a little damp because what they figured out with the primer is that this is a primer that reacts with water and binds. Put the primer on, put the new paint on, and you'll get more performance out of it because it's a better system. Rock solid by Rust-Oleum. All right, coming up in the next hour, there are a lot of sporting events coming up in the next few months. We'll be talking to a DIY expert, Jane Monzuris, who's got all your how-tos for hosting, along with some DIY tips to denscape that man cave. Quick break. You don't like that? You wrote it. Oh, quick break, and we'll get the news.
What pesky problems around the house are bugging you?
Our dishwasher smells.
Now's the time to call.
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no
That's how I judge my music when I can see Domati kind of moving in his chair a little bit. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Fox Home Center and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm looking at my little sheet here, Domati, and it says, Domati Pongo and Marsha Lyles discuss recent controversies involving being blackballed.
Yes.
But
oh,
the way,
my goodness.
But the way it reads, it says being blackballed at WGNradio.com. So there needs to be like a colon right there. So I stop.
What is kind of funny, though, is Marsha opens up with a story about being blackballed at WGN Radio.
Really?
Yeah, it's a funny story. I'm like, Marsha, that's not what blackballing is. That's not really. She's a little confused on what it means, but we get into it. We get into it. We talk about the comedian Monique that has been going through some negotiation problems.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that story.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But the big one is there's this civil rights activist who's a gay man during that time, which wasn't popular during that time. And so you think that in a civil rights organization that he would get shine, he'd be front and center. Well, not so. He marched with King and he helped organize a lot of those monumental events, but he was kind of written out of history, and there's a play about him, and we interviewed the director of that play. Really interesting. So blackballing is this levels to it.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that. I last night I went to go see the movie Shape of Water.
I want to see that so bad. How was it?
You know what? I liked it. It's an interesting movie, right? And it's a period movie. So it kind of takes place, I guess, in the 50s, right, is when it's set up. But then there's a moment in there where there's a little bit of, there's a scene with a character who's gay and the non-acceptance of that. And also a scene where a black couple comes into a restaurant and the non-acceptance of them to be able to like sit at the counter.
Oh, wow.
And what's interesting is, you could easily, those two parts of they really have no part of the movie. You know what I mean? But it does set the time. You know what I mean?
Yes,
When you think about that, it is, I think, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but civil rights is something that I've always been very, I've read a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always something that's quite interested me because I think I'm just, at the age that I'm at, it's just shocking to me to think about how this country could have been like that.
Right.
And in just a very short period of time ago. I mean, this, and obviously it still exists now, but to the level that it was in the, you know, at the early part of the 1900s, you know, that whole era, it's just incredible to me. And those little hints that movie makers are using to remind people of, hey, this is how we were thinking back then.
Right.
Which
right,
is right. Crazy. It's crazy.
No, it's true. And it's complex because, you know, we look at LGBTQ rights in one bucket, then you look at black minority rights in one bucket, and then immigration rights in one bucket. But there's some intersectionalities here that happen. So.
Well, and I think that's important, right? When you said the intersection is that what we have to try and do, I think, is we have to stop yelling at each other.
Yes.
And we all just need to figure out that we all have rights and we need to respect everyone's rights.
Everyone's rights.
So even the ones like, you know, if that whatever isn't part of your cup of tea, that whatever that is, okay, I get that. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but so are other people. And so we, you know, who was it? The famous line, Rodney King out in L.A., can't we just all get along?
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. I mean, I think we can. So
well, I wasn't right, so as profound up, so as this Mr. is Fix up, It, but so, it is on Shypedia. Yes.
All right. So up. Where is that at? Where can they find that?
Yes, WGNRadio.com. Just put in Shypedia, Shypedia, and it's on WGN Plus.
You got it. All right. Check that out. It's 8:15 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines now and talk to Roger, who's in Frankfurt. Hey, Roger, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Lou. I heard you earlier talking about a wash machine, and we recently, 2 weeks ago, bought a wash machine. I don't know, in a dryer. I don't know if you want me to tell you this what store it was.
Sure.
And they were very nice. The Home Depot in Frankfurt, very, very nice.
Okay.
Okay, extremely nice. My wife did the first load of wash after it was delivered. Horrendous, horrendous noise and horrendous vibrating. And we and she were unhappy with that. And I called the manager of the store and talked to one girl in the department, and she was good. But she said, well, you got to call GE. I said, I just got this. I'm not calling GE. So she switched me over to a manager, Virginia. Very nice. Very nice. And I told her the problem and how disappointed we were. And she said, and I said, I'm not calling GE. And she said, we'll send you out a new one. And so they sent us out a new one on Thursday. And guess what? Very loud, very vibration. And my wife said, I can't stand this.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly what is the problem.
Okay, good, good.
There's a shipping strap. Is it a top loader or front load?
It is a top loader.
There's probably a shipping strap on the back that they have to disconnect.
Yeah, I read that. I assume that they would do that.
They didn't. Twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, because it's a horrendous noise. And
so and here's the thing. Yeah. This is crazy that you have to do this, but...
Yeah.
Are you able to pull the washer away from the wall?
Yeah, I think so. I'm 78 years old, but I think I can do it.
All right. Well, if you're careful, my guess is, what's the brand name that you bought?
It's General Electric.
Okay. My guess is when you pull that away, you're going to see a strap, and there's probably a tag on it that says, remove this before using. It's either there or it's on the bottom. And if it's on the bottom, you got to turn the washer over.
But, yeah, that I won't be able to do.
No, it's,
now let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, Lou. Do wash machines nowadays make a lot more noise?
No, as a matter of fact, now they make a lot less noise.
See, somebody was telling us that that particular brand, General Electric, makes horrendous noises.
No. Top load, it shouldn't. You're using the word horrendous, and they don't make horrendous noises. They'll make a little noise, but not a horrendous noise.
It's loud. If you close the door in the laundry room, it's like you're standing right next to the machine. It's loud.
Right. And I assume that through this service that you had with Home Depot, they not only delivered it, but they installed it.
Yes, exactly.
And was it the same crew that came out the first time?
It's ironic. I asked my wife that, and she thought the one fellow was the same, but she wasn't sure.
Okay. I have a feeling it's a shipping strap that didn't get removed.
You know, I did some research, and I did read about that shipping strap, but I assumed...
They would have taken it off.
Yeah.
See if you can find it, pull it off, and then I bet you'll solve the problem. If not, have them come back.
Now, is another question, because I heard you talk about front-loading machines. Which are quieter, top-loading or front-loading?
Well, I mean, the front-loads are pretty quiet. And the nice thing about the front-loads is they're super energy efficient. So they use less water. They use less soap.
Yeah, I heard you talk about the soap.
Yeah, and they also... you know, some will claim that they're more gentle on fabrics as far as, you know, not tearing them up a little bit. But they're also a lot more expensive.
Well, if I can make my wife happy and she loves the washing machine and it's quiet, I'm happy.
I hear you. What's the rule?
You've been through that.
What's the rule of thumb that we all live by, Roger?
I don't know which one
happy,
you're referring to.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
Attaboy. All right. Call them back and get them to come fix that thing. It's a shipping strap I'm sure that they didn't pull off. It's 8:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:25 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Rick in Naperville. Rick, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. My question is, occasionally we get silverfish in our house, and I'm trying to find out what causes them. What brings? I know it's something to do with moisture, but I could find them in the bathroom. I could find them in the sink. I found them in the shower. Occasionally, not, let's say, twice a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bug's life. It's a bug's world. We're in bug's world, right? That it all depends. I will tell you this. What I've given advice, Rick, in the past is many times, and this is true of silverfish. It can be true of drain flies. On the sidewalls of the drain, a lot of gunk and stuff can build up, and that can be a breeding ground for these bugs. So, what do you got, a tub or a shower? What do you have where you're seeing?
A shower. I never find them in, well, we don't use a tub. We always use a shower. We do have a tub. But I do find them in a sink occasionally, in a bathroom sink.
Okay. So, take the pop-up out of the sink, okay? You can get at the hardware store something called a tube brush. And I want you to stick the thing in the drain, pour a little Pine Sol over the top of it, and I want you to scrub the drain, the walls of the drain, all the way down to the trap. That can help. The same in your shower. Is it a separate shower stall?
Yes.
Okay. If you can take the screen off the shower, use that same brush and the little Pine Sol to scrub that as well. And then the other thing that you can try in the bathrooms, you're right, moisture is a problem. Raid makes this product called Raid Max Bug Barrier. It's a clear, it's a spray, but it has no odor. And it comes in this bottle that actually has a battery-operated trigger spray. And if you squirt that around the corners of the bathroom, if any silverfish come around there, it'll last about 30 to 45 days. They'll walk across it, and then they'll go over by their friends and say, hey, what's going on? And they walk all over each other, and it helps to eliminate the bugs.
No, I got one more thing I could give your listeners advice on.
Of course.
A few months ago, you had somebody call up, and they talk about bed bugs. Well, my wife and I travel occasionally, and my son got this from Ace. Not that I want to promote your company, but the only place I've seen it is
called Ace. Why don't you want to do that? Why? Why?
I guess it's not fair to other companies.
Okay. What is
but
it?
Anyway, it's called J.T. Eaton Kills Bed Bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And we spray, because he travels a lot, he sprays his luggage. And knock on wood, thank God, he's never had bed bugs brought back. And we spray our luggage wherever we travel. And that will cause, it should help you fight the problem, worrying about bringing bed bugs home.
There you go. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Have a good day. Appreciate you calling.
All right, thank you. Take care.
You got it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be back right after this.
It's never easy coming home to a flooded living room or getting news that your roof needs replacing or that your toilet has been leaking to the neighbor below. If you're having difficulty coping and have unanswered questions about your home, we want you to know you're not alone and you've come to the right place. Because here on the Mr. Fix-It Show,
we're not booing.
We're looing.
That's right. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, and he's taking your calls live till 10, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here I am.
Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show. I am Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joining me in the studio is Jane Manzuris. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How did you know I love the Pixies?
You do?
Love.
I watch this. You know, what happens to me is I incessantly bother Lindsay because I'll be driving around and I'll hear a song. And then I'll pull over, and I'm like, we got to use this for a rejoin.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, because she's so much younger than me, she's like, who are the Pixies? She's so young. Real quick, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but Jake Melnick's Corner Tap brought over some food today that's now in the studio and smells delicious. And Lindsay, who doesn't is a vegetarian, she's like, I licked my fingers and I couldn't believe how hot something
was. Well, it was the triple X buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. Then Sam gave me from there. They make in, so they do a bunch of wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Saturdays when the big game theme, so they're requesting big game item, Jake Melnick's Corner Tap. Okay, so they are a wings place, right? Stay for the party. Jake Melnick's Corner Tap is your favorite neighborhood bar in River North. They're 41 East Superior at Wabash. Voted best in Chicago, mouth-watering hot wings, plus a menu brimming with great bites, dozens of draft brews. You know, my wife loves a good draft beer. I've never been to Jake Melnick's.
What?
No.
What?
No. And they also have a brunch menu all day, every day. Go to jakemelnicks.com. Their phone number is 312-266-0400.
Okay, and did you see the part? Well, we can talk about it later.
But right,
if you order before, if you pick up your order before 3 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday, you get a $25 gift card.
You'll love that.
Deal.
Wow, that's really great.
Sam printed out they have traditional barbecue, super hot, triple X, PB&J.
PB&J what?
PB&J wings.
What?
With raspberry chipotle jelly.
So does that mean it's vegetarian?
No.
The you're PB&J wings? You're salty.
No. Ponchos, because I just like saying the word poncho. Firecracker, Nashville hot, wing combo, and wing of the month.
Wing of the month.
She asked if there's still wings on the wing. Did you catch that?
I know. Well, so I said, vegetarian? I go, maybe they'll make, they should come up with a jicama. Right? I think for you vegetarians, that'd be great. Jicama wings. Right?
Like tofurkey?
Tofurkey.
Like...
Right.
I love Jake's. Great wings.
Oh, good. All right. Well, good. Thank you for bringing that in, Sam. All right, Jane.
I love wings,
too. I love about wings and more
wings.
About you. Okay, so I have lots of questions.
First of all,
you and I really don't know each other, other than we've met a couple times. And you many times are co-hosting when Pete McMurray sits in.
I do.
And really are the best part of that whole thing.
This is true.
Give me and perhaps my listeners a little background of who you are.
Right. That's very cute. It's like a Greek menu. What do you want me to
be? Well, a Greek menu.
Just pick and choose, and that's who Jane Manzuris is. No, I host Living Healthy Chicago on WGN.
Television.
11:30 Sunday mornings. Right. So I've been doing that show for 8 years. It's been on the air for
10. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I love that. We do everything health, wellness, fitness. In my personal life, I am a DIY maker. So I've been making and creating and crafting and sewing since I was 7. I used to be in the closet about it and not tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just out and I talk about it and I talk about the making process. And on occasion, which I love, I've been doing radio with Pete. We've been on and off radio stations all over this town for like, I don't know, 10 years.
Well, I do radio as well. Yeah. What's great about radio is we take the really talented people and we don't get them regular gigs.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
We like to be the first people on the bench to jump
right in. Exactly.
Yeah. But we love Pete McMurray.
We do. All right. So, okay. So you've been doing this. You do this Living Healthy Chicago. I've seen it. It's a terrific show.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of all about wellness and everything that goes around that. And then all of a sudden you send me a note about this. Hey, let's talk about this crafting movement, this maker you movement and kind of creating spaces and really something you can enjoy.
Yeah, I love that you call it the makers movement because that's what it is. It's sweeping the country. 62% of U.S. households are making something, right? So whether that be making something with matchsticks or popsicle sticks or you're tearing down a wall and redoing, you know, something else in your house, which what people ask you how to tear down a wall.
Right.
People are making something. And so when you think about making something, it is part of living a healthy life. Now, I don't want to skip over that because I think it's truly important because I'm passionate about health and wellness. So when you're engaged in the making process, a couple of things happen. It can reduce your stress.
Right.
The reason being is they liken it to like meditation, right? So you're in the moment of meditation, your stress lowers, your anxiety lowers. They say when you're making something, whether it's coloring or whether it's cake decorating or paper making or even something something in the wood shop. I just made an end grain butcher block with this amazing guy in a wood shop in, it was Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
So much fun. But it's a making process. So it lowers your stress, makes you happy because your brain releases dopamine. And then you're also anti-aging the brain because you're focused on a task like reading a book or doing a puzzle. You're engaged in this making process.
Okay. I like this concept, and I am curious because I think there's an age thing, right? I mean, when you go back to you go back a number of years, we did a lot more making ourselves, right? It was, we weren't such a disposable society where you just, oh, I'll just go buy a new one, whatever. What is it? Who's the woman that used to be married to Blake Shelton?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert. You know that country song, Automatic?
Yeah.
That really good song,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
About, you know, you used to put a stamp on it and you'd have to mail it and it took 3 days and, you know, the stuff that takes time, right? And so to your point about that being involved in a project. So I used to be a home builder and a remodeling contractor, and I don't get to do that as much as I used to, but I still do it. So there are times when I'll get involved in a project and my wife will, you know, not laugh at me, but she'll be like, you're so focused on this, whatever it is you're doing. And I so enjoy being wrapped up in a project.
Yes.
Like whatever it is.
Yes. And the thing is, sometimes it's hard to get started on the project. Maybe you don't remodel a home. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want to make, sew something or needlepoint or whatever your craft is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want to cake decorate. But the second you get involved in it, you're so engaged,
right,
and you're just totally, like you said, you're just in it,
right,
and you're just taken over, and your brain is in it, and you're having a good time, and that's the dopamine, and that's the lowering your stress levels, and that's why so many people on the weekends are making something.
I was always, you know, in the, I'm old enough to remember the beginning of HGTV, and when all these shows first came out.
Right.
And what's funny is it's been around for a long time, and really they're the same shows.
Different faces.
Yeah. Like they get another cute girl and another handsome guy who's like a bodybuilder, or, you know, they're all personal trainers when you look at their bios, and they're like, oh, I used to help my dad in the backyard or whatever it was.
They're shirtless. Right,
right. Although, what's his name? The first one, Ty Pennington. Terrifically nice guy.
Ty's great.
He's really great. I've had a chance to meet him a couple times. Really good guy. Anyway, I was like, these shows are like, you know, who's going to make a lamp out of a roll of copper wire? You know, who's going to do that? You know, and there's all that kind of stuff. But then they really have inspired a lot of people. So now, you know, we were talking about, okay, we talked about a man cave or a den or something you can do.
Right.
You have some suggestions. Let's do this. Let me take a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
All right?
Yep.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jane Manzuris about being part of the maker movement and how that can really be a stress reliever and how it's really, in my opinion, quite fun. And we'll learn more about that after this. Don't go away.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. Jane Manzuris sitting in. Sam Panionovich eating.
These triple X's are so hot.
Can't understand you with all the food in your mouth.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, maker movement, doing stuff, figuring out projects and things you can do. Talk about some of the projects that you have completed that are things that people can try and hopefully be successful at.
Well, so I think that you can try everything, right? Right. I mean, listen, I did mention I made an end grain butcher block with an amazing woodworker. He actually is a student at a woodworking school. I can't use a 6-foot bandsaw, but it was really fun to be in the process and seeing the making process. Now, could I take an easier material and perhaps maybe make a placemat, like cut up some denim jeans and layer that into like an end grain denim placemat for my next table party? Sure thing.
So, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I think people are listening to this going, oh, my gosh, okay. You know, like, you know how you have friends that are, oh, my gosh, she has such a great eye, or she's so crafty, or she can put that. So you obviously have that, right?
I can make a lot of things.
Right.
It's just a thing.
Because you have a vision. It's a thing. And so the biggest problem, as you know, someone that does this, right, and myself included, when I, you know, as a builder, remodeling contractor, you know, I look at a room or something, I'm like, oh, yeah, you can open that up, sure. And I can see that, yeah, whatever.
I can't do
anything. People can't visualize, right. Same with the crafting. And what do you say to those people?
I say, go online, look for some inspiration, right? It could be anything. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you don't know how to sew, you don't have a sewing machine, glue it. If you don't want to glue it, staple it. You don't want to staple it, bring it down to your neighbor who has a sewing machine or who's interested in it. All I want to do is encourage you.
I have two hot glue guns, by the way.
Good. I have like four, and I just got a new one.
A competition, Jane.
Well, there's one that I really like, but it's kind of all gooky.
Yeah.
I mean, a hot glue gun is just a must. Right. Glue is one of my favorite things to talk about, and scissors. We could go there and talk about that forever. But I guess I want to inspire people to be creative and try making something. My favorite thing to do is repurpose and upcycle. So, like your sweatshirt that you're wearing today, the Blackhawk sweatshirt, yep. I'm going to cut that up and make it into a pillow if you don't watch out. And that's what we're going to talk about in this manscape or this denscaping your man cave.
All right, take me to there.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, lots of big games coming up. Right. So one of the projects that I just worked on is making over your man cave. Now, I'm not building the bar.
Right.
But we're making it cozy and a nice retreat for everyone to watch the game. So a couple of things you want to do when you're thinking about, like, updating your den or updating your basement or where everyone is going to be watching all the big games coming up. Number one, you have to create ample seating. So one of my favorite things that I just made was a giant beanbag chair. I don't know how to make a beanbag chair, but guess what? I did it, and it's super simple. So all it is to make a beanbag chair is to find the circumference of a circle, right? You know how to do that? So it's the diameter, or the, is it the diameter or the radius? times 3.14.
Okay.
This is why you take notes.
They said there'd be no math. You said there'd be no math.
But you remember your teacher saying math comes in handy?
It
and
does.
Then all of a sudden I was like, oh man, I got to figure this out.
Right.
But I figured it out. And then you cut a strip of long material to whatever that circumference is, you sew the two sides together, fill it up with Biggie beanbag filler, and you got yourself a beanbag. It is such a great sense of accomplishment when you make it yourself.
And you could do something fun, too, with the fabric, right? If it's like you're a Bears fan or whatever it could be,
exactly.
Right? You could pick an orange or whatever it might be.
So I did, too. I did, like, just a cream denim, and then I did Sherpa fur, so it's so comfy and cozy.
That's cool.
And then I filled in the rest of those open spaces, like on the denim, because it's cream, and, of course, someone's going to spill some kind of something on there. I covered it up with varsity letters. So you're just getting creative. You're going, I have all these varsity letters, or I found these on eBay, or I know a guy that makes varsity letters or chenille letters.
Right.
I just covered my whole chair in it. So now I've
That's
got
so
this
cool.
really fun, you know, festive sports, you know, go team spirit beanbag to start with my ample seating. Everyone will fight for that chair. I would suggest that you take it for yourself. Because
yeah,
it's
someone
fun.
Help me get out of it. That's the
it's
problem.
It's so great.
Can you help me? Pull me up.
You just have everyone bring everything to you. You deserve it, Lou. Another thing that I love that I created for the man cave is a comfort wedge. Now, this is a little bit easier, okay? Think about the person that loves to sit on the floor at every party. I was like, no, I love to sit on the floor. And then you put a pillow back there, and it's not as comfortable. They sell these wedges, right? They're comfort wedges, and they fit perfectly. I was like, I don't really think this is going to be comfortable. Oh my gosh. You lean it against, you know, you just set it on the floor and you lean it against the side of a couch or a chair.
Right.
You lay against it. I'd get three or four of them. So then everybody can sit on the floor and it's very comfortable because it's a foam wedge.
Oh.
Cover that. Again, you can sew a cover, glue it. They've got great fabric glue that you can actually glue the sides of this thing, and you can use old sweatshirts or team shirts, or you can use fancy French fabric, whatever you want.
My friend Judy, one of the greatest things that I could, I think I told Lindsay this when you started having these babies. Judy, who we know, her daughter Carly, played all these sports growing up, and she saved every t-shirt from every sports that she had from little, and made a quilt out of all the t-shirts. And when she went away to college, gave her the quilt.
Isn't
that great?
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that lovely?
And here's the deal.
Look, she's crying. Are you crying?
I did that with all of my mom's old shirts.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to give them away. I'm like, well, I'll just make these into it. Like,
and then it's so special.
It's anything that's handmade is special because you know the amount of work that went into it. So that's one of my favorite things about handmade. And I feel like handmade touches every business. I don't care what business you're in. Someone's always doing something that's handmade, or they're adding that into the office.
One of the things that I always notice about a really well put together room, no matter what it is, it's like the little things, the little details that really kind of bring it all together. Do you agree? agree or disagree?
Well, yeah, of course the little details. Like I said, you want to have ample seating, so you got to have your bar stools, and then you got to have a footstool, things like that. But the little things like the home decor pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is where the kids can get involved. These make great gifts. So you can do a lampshade. Use painters that have already been used, and then even stain them some more, and then glue them on the outside of a lampshade.
Oh, that's cool.
Take your old CD covers. Who's using their CDs anymore?
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Take the CD covers and decoupage them on a lampshade. Now you've got a rock and roll themed lampshade. So that's like a little piece that someone's going to say, wow, where'd you get that? And you're going to look at your friend and go, I made it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, wow, you're really cool. Mm-hmm. How did you do that? You could use the cover of the Pixies. Put the Pixies CD cover.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And do a montage of those all over whatever, you know, whatever decade of music you're into.
Yeah.
One of the things I love, and I'm sure you have plenty of extra hammers laying around.
I have more hammers than I purchased.
What do you do? They're just sitting there.
They
right?
just show up. I have no. I mean, I have stacks of hammers.
Yeah,
stacks.
Why didn't I call you when I was doing this?
Oh my gosh!
So a fun thing to do: repurpose the hammers. I mean, sometimes I feel bad, I'm like, oh, I don't want to, you know, use this hammer and not be able to use this hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old railing. I stained, you know, sanded it, stained the railing. I glued an old hammer on the railing, and then put a little tiny picture frame next to it, and then you put a picture of Dad. And now you've got more home decor pieces that are handmade.
I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Jane Monzuris, how do people find more information about you and what you do and watch all the shows you do and all that good stuff?
I love all that. Of course, Living Healthy Chicago, Sunday mornings at WGN TV. But for these man cave...
What time is that on?
It's 11:30, Sunday mornings.
Hmm.
Yeah. You going to watch?
No, I am. Well, House Smarts is on at 10:30.
Well, yeah, so you're the lead up to my show.
Well, then there's another show, and we should piggyback. Well, call Larry.
I'm calling Larry.
Yeah.
As soon as we leave here.
Quick before he doesn't work here anymore.
Don't say that. We love Larry.
I know, but we're getting bought in the whole nine yards. I know.
DIYbyJane.com. You can see all the things we talked about on my website there. There's some projects, you know, blog. You can see the pictures, how to.
Cool.
Lots of videos for quick little spoonfuls of inspiration on how you could make things. And I did make you something because we didn't get to talk about the...
Oh, I love the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics.
Oh, wow. It's my own little gold medal.
Yeah.
What'd you make that out of?
So that is a salt flour.
It looks like a cracker.
Yeah, don't eat it. It's salt and flour and water, and you bake them like a cookie, and then you paint it with all of your intense sparkly glitter paints from Tester's Craft, and you're going to put a string on it, and then that's your... You can hand those out at the opening
night party. How cute is that? Look at that. It looks like a gold medal. It's got the little rings. Hold on a minute.
Jane, what can we... Oh,
That's on my website too, DIYbyJane.com.
What about the Oscars? Are you going to have like an Oscar theme?
Can I come back for that?
there you go. That's lovely.
Too bad I wasn't that quick with the piggy wee.
Don't let it go to your head.
I have my gold medal on. Jane Monzuris, you're the best.
Thank you.
So nice to spend time with you this morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's 8:58 in the morning. We'll be right back.
What you mean me to?
Hey, Lou, I wasn't paying attention and I got super glue all over our dining room table. What you mean
me to? Our refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it and I get yelled at.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN. What you just made me do,
look what you just made me do. Look what you... Are you going to bring Domati some of the wings too? Yeah, Domati, you got to come in here. I got a whole plethora of hot wings from Jake Melnick's Corner Taps.
I got to go try the, what's it called, the poncho?
Poncho. I don't know what that, there's a whole bunch of them, and Sam was in here devouring it. And
I wanted to try each one.
Right. Well, just to be fair, right? You were like a scientist.
I brought Domati only one. I brought him the triple X.
And?
I'm in here sweating. And Domati eats it and says, yeah, it's pretty good.
Do you like hot... Do you like hot stuff?
Love spicy food.
You know, I like spicy food, but it's got to be the right spicy. You
and
know
how sometimes like hot with flavor.
Correct. You know how sometimes it's just hot and you can't even... It's not worth it to me at that point.
Yeah, it's like a challenge. It's not
wow,
like
look at
taste.
That. Okay, what's this?
This is the hot.
That's hot. Okay, I'm not having that yet.
Good luck.
Tots.
Maybe after
what
the
are
show.
Those?
Truffle tots,
okay.
This is like a pulled
pork. Pulled pork, and this looks like a little piece of something.
Yeah,
ham? Chicken?
Lou, just smell the hottest one. Just smell it.
Smell it? Okay, hold on.
Just touch the hot one and taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I mean, it clears your sinuses when you smell it.
It's like Vicks. Vicks VapoRub. It's just
yeah, right. Oh my gosh, that looks good.
Really good. What's the little sauce?
For the tots.
For the tots. Okay. Hopefully my wife is not listening because I'm going to get a lot of trouble. That's good. All right. What's the deal again? If you order for the Super Bowl and you pick up before a certain time, you can get a $25 gift certificate. Let me see what it all says here. They have off-site catering available for delivery or pickup. If you're hosting a Super Bowl party or company's looking for delicious lunch options, they have wings packages, barbecue packages, light lunch package available, menu for specific details and pricing attached. Happy hours as well. Wow. Very nice. They're at 41 East Superior Street at the corner of Superior and Wabash. Jake Melnick's Corner
the
Tap.
The truffle oil tots.
Oh, my delicious.
God.
Yeah,
so really. I've been on a huge truffle kick lately for reason. Yes, like truffle popcorn and truffle butter. Truffle tots?
Delicious.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to your phone calls. Here is Joanne in Deer Park. Hi, Joanne. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
I have a problem in my bathroom. I've got wood floors down there, and at the back of the toilet, I'm noticing that some of the boards are a little darker, and there's almost an eighth of an inch gap on one or two of the boards, between one or two of the boards.
Hardwood floor under the toilet.
Right. Well, not under the toilet, to the side of the toilet.
Okay. You know,
it's towards the back, the base.
And is this something you're just noticing, or in other words, do you see any evidence of water anywhere?
No, it's not. It looks like, you know, I don't see any water now. I don't think there's ever been water there, but it is discolored, and I just noticed the gapping the other day when I was cleaning back there.
What's underneath, if you go under this bathroom, is it on a first floor? Is there a basement below?
It's a basement below, a finished basement.
Okay. And you don't see any evidence of water?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So expansion and contraction of hardwood floors is normal. The fact that there's a little bit of moisture there, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, that toilet under, you know, when it's really warm outside, there's a little bit of sweating that can happen in the toilet and some excessive moisture there. So that wood was a little wetter. And then as it dries out in the wintertime, that's when you get that separation. So here's what I would do. Not seeing evidence of water, let's let it go until June.
Okay.
So when we get into the heating, the cooling season, right, things get a little more humid outside, see if those, take a picture of it with your phone so you have a picture of it, and then in June, see if the gaps are gone. Because now it's swelled up a little bit. If it's swelled up a little bit and you're still not seeing any evidence of water, I wouldn't worry about it. If you start to see some evidence of water, then you probably got to pull that toilet and just make sure that the wax ring is not leaking or whatever. If there was a excessive water leak, Joanne, that those boards would be cupping.
Oh, no, they're not doing that.
So if they're not cupping, then I think it's just natural absorption and drying out of the wood, and I bet come June those gaps are much smaller, if not entirely gone.
Perfect. That's what I'll do.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's go. We got another water leak in Oak Park. Hey, Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, I live in a condo, and we've got a 30% loss in water from the same time period as of last year. And we've gone through the entire
building. Wait, a 30% loss of water pressure?
Water loss.
Water loss from where?
Period, we don't know. From the same period last year. And every unit has been checked. Found no water problems in any of the units. Or is there a leak?
Okay, so when you say, in other words, you're using 30% more water?
Yes.
Okay.
In the entire building.
And how many units in the building?
60.
Okay. And is it a common water bill, or does everybody pay their own water bill?
It's a common water bill.
Okay. And do we perhaps have, has anybody thought about the...
I'm gonna back up. So 60 units, one water service for the whole place?
Yes.
And that where the water comes into the building, the meter has been inspected?
We had it changed inside. We got a new smart meter.
Right.
And it shows that something is coming up. It's still leaking somewhere.
Oh, so you're, in other words, it's shut off. Like, we've determined that everything is shut off in the building, and that meter is still running.
Correct.
Huh. All right. All right. This is going to be a tough one to fix, but what I think you're going to have to do in order to find it, if all the units have been checked, my guess is it's got, if nothing's leaking in any of the units, then there's got to be some outdoor line, some water line that's somewhere else that's leaking where there's no evidence. And so a plumbing contractor is going to have to disconnect the meter. They're going to have to drain the system down. And then they're going to have to put on a fitting and fill it with pressurized air.
Okay.
And that pressurized air is something that they're going to then have to go through all the units to try and sense if there's a leak, if they can hear it.
All right.
It's not an easy proposition. This is, you need somebody that really knows what they're doing. So I would call the guys at plumbers911.com.
Okay.
And you're going to find the best, and this is a specialty thing. They will get you the right contractor to come out and do this. But obviously, it's a huge coordination with a 60-unit building. But I'm sure that everyone is willing to cooperate because nobody wants to spend 30% more on their water bill.
It's been going that way for a year.
Yeah, yeah. Plumbers911.com. You tell them I told you to call, and they'll set you up with the right people to get that product, that problem solved for you. Gary, I appreciate the phone call. 9:17 in the morning. We'll be right back. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by Ace Hardware and PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's the number that Peg called in Hanover Park. Hi, Peg.
Hi, Lou. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
You've helped me so many times over the year, but every time I have a problem, somebody else comes up with it first.
Well, what's going on?
This one I've never heard of. I have a single-story ranch, 1950s. It's on a gravel crawl space.
Okay.
And it's the main stack of the plumbing where it goes into the gravel. Pardon me. It has a Y fitting, and the top of the Y has a screw cover on it that's permanently bonded because it's cast iron and it's 70 years old. But in the middle of that, there's a hole, and the previous homeowners, I own the house since the 80s, but they must have had a plug in there, and the plug disappeared, and I started to have raw sewage come into my crawl space. So I cleaned that up. I tried to find a fix for it, but everything's PVC now. So what I ended up doing was taking a cane tip, a replacement rubber cane tip, and gently pounding it in there. But I'm looking for like a permanent fix with a permanent glue. And you're the only person that I can think that would have any idea how to do this.
Well, okay, so that Y that you're talking about is actually a clean out.
Yeah, and so, I had a permanent clean out. Now I had a clean out installed shortly after I moved in outside. So I do have that, a PVC one. So I don't really need this clean out
My guess is that the plug, you know, that screws on to the cast iron is a piece of brass, correct?
Well, it's gone, and the hole is not threaded, so I...
Wait. So you have the Y.
I have the Y. And
there's no cap on it whatsoever?
There's a big cap, like a 6-inch cap that screws in, but in the middle of that, there's like a 1-inch hole that's not threaded.
Oh, all right. Well, then... Okay, so the permanent thing is to take that 6-inch cap off.
Yeah, it's not coming off.
Well, are we going to do this ourselves?
I don't think I could, but I'm afraid it's 70-year-old cast iron. I'm afraid of it cracking or breaking.
No, I mean, what a plumber would do is they would come with a little bit of a torch and they'd heat up the cast iron a little bit.
Okay.
And then they literally would take a chisel, a cold chisel.
Okay.
And they dig it in.
I'm a handyman guy who maybe can do this.
Well, then you heat it up with a torch. You take a cold chisel, maybe a little bit of lubricant around it too, but then the chisel, you dig into the brass and you kind of tap to unscrew it.
Okay.
Then you buy a new 6-inch cap, and it can be PVC. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Because all we're trying to do is, cap it so it doesn't smell. And ultimately, Peg, I would like to retain the ability that if I had to go into that clean out, I could.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't want to seal it up in such a manner that it's like, oh, it'd be nice if we can get into this Y, but we can't. So you can buy a new plug. They'll make that same plug in brass as well if you want it, but you could easily put a PVC cap in there.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. I didn't mean to clip her there, but I did. Here's Dave in Long Grove. Hey, Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I had a question for you. I had a little puddle of water in my basement, small puddle, like 3 feet round, and it turns out my check valve, like the gasket with the hose clamp, had a pinhole in it, so I replaced that. But I was wondering, is there a good height to mount that check valve, and do I need to drill a tiny hole in the PVC by the pump?
The nice thing about drilling the hole at the base of the PVC is that it helps to eliminate any kind of airlock that can occur potentially in the pipe between the check valve and the pump. So, like, sometimes some air can get caught in there, and then it'll be hard for the pump to get to evacuate the water. So I'm always a fan of, you know, maybe 4 inches above where it screws into the pump, drill a little quarter-inch hole.
Okay, so it's below the grade.
Oh yeah, it's underwater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, as far as the check valve goes, there's a couple of theories about this. If you put the thing, does it go up and then turn like 90 degrees?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes about 8 feet up.
Mm-hmm. 8 feet up. Okay. So the closer that check valve is to that 90.
Mm-hmm.
The quieter it is because less water is banging up against the check valve when it closes.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean?
I do hear a little bit. Yeah. I have it about 5 feet right now.
Feet below the 90?
From the concrete floor.
Oh.
From the concrete floor.
And then it's probably about an 8-foot ceiling or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 or 9. Yeah, probably 9.
And is it bothering you now, the sound?
Not really.
Then
Not
put
too much.
Then put it right back where it went.
Okay.
Brand new. Right. Okay, The big name with flappers is Fernco. They don't even know they're a brand, but if you go there and get a Fernco check valve, you'll get years of performance out of it, no problem.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks.
Dave, have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. It's 9:27 in the morning. We'll be back right after this. This one's for my wife.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back, 9:37 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anthony is in Algonquin. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing, Lou?
Good. What's going on?
Want to say I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I am a carpenter by trade. I just bought a home. I'm not used to hard water. I'm from Chicago. I bought a home in Algonquin.
Oh, I know the water in Algonquin. It's hard as stones.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
The toilet is, you can tell, it's brand new.
Okay.
It's a Kohler toilet. I've never seen a flapper like this, all right? It looks like a nuclear plant, the dome.
Right.
It lifts up and then goes down.
Right.
So I tried cleaning it and, you know, with CLR and that, to get rid of the calcium, and it worked for a couple of minutes. But it leaks. So I'm wondering, can I change that and put a regular flapper in it?
It's the kind that's on a shaft, right? It comes straight up and then goes straight down.
Yes.
The only way that you could make it a traditional flapper is if you change the entire flush valve, which would mean you'd have to pull the tank. Okay. So the flush tank, you know, the entire flush valve assembly is mounted to the tank, which then gets bolted to the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you could change all that out because it's a universe. The hole is universal, and they'll have it at the hardware store. But you got to take the tank apart. Now you can buy a new flapper. And do you use a water softener?
Yes, I do. I have a water softener.
Okay. And how long have you been in the house?
Just about a year now.
And how many in the house?
Just me.
Okay.
Me at the moment.
So what you probably need to do, Anthony, is you need to increase the regeneration of the system. So is it a unit that has a dial on it where you can set the dial how often it regenerates?
I would imagine. It's a newer unit.
All right. You haven't
like like a big tank.
Right.
All silver.
You haven't done anything to it yet.
When I first bought the home, yes, it wasn't working properly. So I had a guy come out, and he changed the tank, and he cleaned it for me.
He set it all up? I mean, we know that it's actually on and regenerating. You hear it kick on?
Yeah, it regenerates every, I'm not sure if I'm correct, 8 hours. Does that make sense? No.
Yeah, it could be every 8 hours. But I mean, the fact that it's just you, it should be, 8 hours should be enough. But if the water's really hard where you're seeing all this problem, is the hard water mostly an issue with the toilet, or are you having problems with the rest of the fixtures?
No, I cleaned the rest of the fixtures, and they seem to be working fine at the moment. Just one toilet, because the other toilets work.
Okay, well, you can get a replacement flapper for it, okay? There's also this cleaner that you can put in the tank called HuraClean, okay? And that HuraClean is this tank cleaner that can help with this as well. You put it in overnight before you go to sleep, and you let it sit there and clean the tank. You know, it kind of reacts with the water and does its own self-cleaning, and then when you flush the toilet, it'll flush everything away. Try that. If that doesn't work, then just buy the replacement flapper for that specific toilet and start over again. Since you said that the water softener wasn't working properly, then maybe now that you got this thing on a regular regeneration every 8 hours, which, again, should be enough for just one person in a house, I think you should see it perform much better for you, and then you shouldn't have a problem whatsoever. Appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Terry, who's in Dallas. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I am fixing to close on a condo in a couple of weeks that was built in the early 80s, so it's got telephone wiring all over the place.
Okay.
Nobody's going to use that ever again, and I would like to get rid of that stuff before I paint. So I'm asking about how safe is it just to cut that wiring off, maybe cap it if I need to, shove it back in the wall, and move on.
Done.
Any danger there?
Nope. What I would do is, because it's all low voltage, but what I would do is find the somewhere you should have a connection point in the condo for the phone line.
Yeah.
Where it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And cut that so that there's no voltage running through the phone lines whatsoever. And the fact that if there's no phone service, there's no low voltage coming to it because the phone company's not sending you anything.
Okay.
So if you want to cap it and put a piece of drywall in there so it's part of the wall, that's great. Or if you just want to take, what you may want to do is just cap it with a plastic cover and just paint it the color of the wall.
Oh, I'd rather stuff it in and
patch it.
The hole.
All right, well then stuff it in and patch the hole and you have no risk whatsoever.
All right. Well, thanks for the reassurance.
You got it, Terry. Appreciate you calling this morning.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
9:43 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Andrew, who's in Chicago. Hey, Andrew, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Like everybody else, we all love your program.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's nice of you to say. Thank you.
All right. I got a three-story building, a home in Chicago with a half basement.
Okay.
And I vaulted the living room about 2 years ago. Naturally, it increased my cubic feet by, maybe 40%. So that room now is colder in the winter and warmer in the summer. And my maintenance people are Four Seasons, and I call them about it. He says they don't do that type of work. So who do I suggest, or what do you think I possibly can do?
To be able to have better comfort in that space?
Correct, yes.
How big of a room is it?
It's approximately maybe 20 by 15.
Okay. And how do you heat and cool the home? With forced air?
Yes.
Okay. If it were me, I think I would look into adding a supplemental heating and cooling system for just that room. And I think ultimately it'll be the best value, but more importantly, it'll be the most comfort. Does this living space kind of go into a kitchen space?
It goes into the dining room area.
Okay, so it's a large area.
Right.
Okay. There are these systems called split systems, or what they call ductless heating and cooling systems. Okay. And they are, you've seen these units, they're like wall, what they call cassettes, that hang on the wall, and they use a condensing unit outside, so it's like a heat pump for heat and an AC for cooling. And this unit, they started about $3,000 installed, which I think would probably do for what you have, but it's got to be sized properly. And this will give you the comfort that you're looking for, and it'll be, have a separate thermostat, and it won't. From an energy perspective, I think it'll be the most efficient means of doing that. Where are you in Chicago?
Right by the University of Illinois.
By UIC.
Correct, yeah. Right.
Call Dykstra Home Services. They're a Carrier dealer, and Carrier has a really nice line of these split systems. And they could come out and give you an estimate to do this, install it, and I think you'll see that it's going to be a really comfortable proposition for you and an easy install to make it kind of pretty quick and easy and comfy for as long as you live there. Appreciate the phone call. 9:46 in the morning. We'll be right back.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
And you're listening to Lou.
Kathy, yes. Are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I do.
You are, yeah.
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
Hey, join us on Saturday, February 10th from 7 to 10 a.m. for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show from the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Everyone's welcome. It's free admission to our broadcast, and you'll receive complimentary tickets to the home show open after the show. We'll have complimentary breakfast and refreshments as well to give you the chance to win great prizes. Get the details online at WGNradio.com/events. Sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company. Schedule an appointment at cleanfireplace.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jeanette is in Freeport. Hi, Jeanette. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
So we live just west of Freeport. Are you familiar with that area?
I am. I am.
So, you know, where we live, we built a house and we moved into it a year ago. And so we live just west of Freeport in the town of Lena on a mound. It's the first mound in the series of mounds that leads you to Galena and that glacierless, you know, where the glaciers mist. So it's kind of an interesting piece of property. It's the third highest spot, supposedly, in Illinois, and this, what the realtor told us, at least, right?
Really?
And, yeah. So it's a...
You're like a Freeport docent.
Yeah. So our problem is we have... You know, we're keeping the humidity level at 40%, you know, we're watching our thermostat really closely.
Which is way, I'm going to stop you right now, which is way too high, but keep going.
Way too high.
Yeah.
Okay. 40's too high. Okay, my husband's right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, 40's too high. So 40 was the thing where we noticed that basically we had mold in our windows, our brand new beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows, mold in them and like, you know, puddles near the on the floor in the basement.
Jeanette,
and so when we turned it
Jeanette,
to, yes,
40's too high. Yes.
What are you going to say?
40's too high.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest?
Okay, so humidity is a huge problem, or moisture levels is a huge problem to adjust and compensate for. In particular, the last two winters that we have had in this area are terrible for trying to negotiate what your overall humidity level is in the home, because we have not had consistent cold weather. And so we go from 2 weeks of bone-chilling, make-me-angry cold, right? To, it's 50 degrees today. And so your house doesn't have a chance to adjust. You never want more than 30% humidity at any given time in a home. Now, here's the problem. In a new home, and this home is new, right? How new is this home?
Correct. 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah, so it's super tight. It's well insulated. It's caulked. It's everything, whatever. It takes a good 24 to 36 hours to have the humidity level change inside a home. And even though you have that one dial, it could be in a living room, wherever, where you're playing around with it, I really tell people all the time to buy some hygrometers or, you know, little humidistats you can buy at the hardware store for $10 and get a couple of them. Put one in the living room, put one upstairs. And so let those sit there for 24 hours and tell you what that humidity level is. And you're going to see that it's going to be a lot higher than you think, because the moisture can travel all over the place. How many people live in your home?
Four.
Okay. The average home with four people creates 4 gallons of moisture in the air just living in your house.
Wow.
Not any humidifier on. Going to the bathroom, cooking some pasta, flushing the toilet. All that stuff creates moisture. So you need to dial it all back, because you obviously have too much. And it wouldn't surprise me if, because your house is so tight and so new, you don't even need to run the humidifier to get to 30%.
Well, we don't run a humidifier at all.
Right.
We don't have one. We don't own one.
Okay. But it's it's not on the furnace?
No, we do not have an April air or nothing like that.
Okay.
Nothing.
So,
I guess my issue is, you sound like my husband. He's on your wavelength, and I get it.
He's a smart man. What's his name, my brother?
Mark.
Mark, my brother.
So, my issue is that, you know, my skin is so dry from this, you know. It's just like, 40% was a nice... You know,
all right, here's what we're going to do to solve the problem. Have my brother Mark do this. You're going to get an HVAC contractor to come in and cut a 6-inch hole in the side of your brand new house. And they're going to pipe that 6-inch pipe into the cold air return of your furnace. And it's going to put a damper on there. You're going to draw in fresh, dry air, winter air, that's going to circulate through your system. And you will be able to control the exact moisture level. And you're going to increase the indoor air quality inside your home, because you're bringing in that fresh air from the outside into your sealed up home. And you're going to be amazed at the results. Thank you so much for calling, Janet. You were actually our last caller sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much, Sam, for doing the sports. Domati for doing the news. You know, Steve... Jake Melnick's Corner Tap for giving us some great food today. Lindsay for producing. That's so nice of you.
You guys got food up there?
Oh, we do.
What kind?
Chicken wings.
Hokey smokes.
Yeah.
I saw a tin in the newsroom of some sort.
You should come up and send your intern up.
I bring in donuts, walk out. You don't tell me this?
Well, it came after you delivered your donuts. By the way, I saw your dancing video that you posted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the one that I was doing it in the hall, or the one where I was in the studio?
No, you're in the studio, and I got to see you shaking your groove thing.
What did you think?
Well, I think you need to stretch.
It's amazing to me. You know how you do some things and you think that went well, and then you see video?
When I did the Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities, by the way, you are doing Dancing with Chicago Celebrities, which is a fun event.
Arthur Murray,
raising money for breast cancer research. It's a wonderful event. I had the opportunity to do it a few years ago. You have obviously drawn a line in the sand where all you want to do is beat me. That's okay.
That's true.
I understand. When I did it and I signed up for it, you know, I was like, oh, sure, I'll do it. I'll rehearse. You know, they say, oh, we just need you to rehearse 5 times. Then you get into it and realize you need way more than 5 times. And you come out of those things exhausted.
She showed me the next series of steps we're supposed to. She goes, well, just do this. Da, 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 da. And I looked at her and I said, I don't da, know da, 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 how da. To do that. I can't do what you did.
What
now.
You just did. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
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 We hear you. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Lou.